only 43 homes were available to rent to people reliant on the housing assistance payment scheme last month. Most were in Dublin, needed an extra payment, and only three properties were available at the standard rate. That's according to the Simon Community's latest Locked Out of the Market report. HAP is paid to around 60,000 people on low income to help them to rent a home privately. The report, carried out by a housing charity, looks at the rental market as advertised on daft.ie over 3 days, four times a year in 16 areas of the country. Wayne Stanley is with us in our studio. He's Executive Director of Simon Communities of Ireland. Thank you very much for coming into us. Tell us more about what's in this report.
Well, you've outlined it quite well there. It's 43 properties over 16 areas. It's a snapshot report. The 16 areas we look at cover a lot of the rental market within the country. What we've seen, I suppose, on the upside, what we've seen is year on year an increase in the number of properties available if we compare it to the same quarter last year, but actually a small decrease in the number of properties available for HAP. And that speaks to the sort of structural issues that are highlighted by this report, which is particularly, yes, about supply. There was 1,178 properties available in our snapshot. That should be multiples of that if we were to have a functioning market. But more particularly, it speaks to affordability and what's available to people on a HAP payment. The reason why the Simon Communities look at that is because that is a route for people out of homelessness, or a route for somebody who's at risk of homelessness to find an alternative in the private rental market and keep them out.
It's relatively low, but there are more homes available to rent than there were this time last year, but only 1 in 20 of them are available to people on housing assistance. Why so few?
That's in part because of the lack of affordability in the private rental market. It's also because the housing assistance payment hasn't been reviewed. The basic rates of it haven't been reviewed since 2016, and that needs to happen straight away. In truth, the government can't continue to chase rents. So what we do need to see is investment in more social affordable housing, and the implementation of the Housing Commission report on that, I think, would be really effective, and we'd want to see that happen. I suppose now at this point we're looking towards the next government. I think the next 6 months are going to be really, really important for us. We have a budget coming up which is going to put in the infrastructure and the financial clout that the next government will have in 2025 to deliver more housing. And then in terms of beyond that, we need to be looking at the manifestos and the next programme for government. And what we really want to see in that is the plan that was developed by the Housing Commission, we think is quite radical, but really effective. And we'd really want to see that implemented.
I know it varies depending on your circumstances, but how much is HAP now?
The HAP rates vary across the country, so they're based on a local area rent. It's I don't have the figures directly in front of me, but it's for a family of three in Dublin, it's close to 1,800 euros.
Even before HAP, when rent allowance existed, people have always had to supplement their rent allowance to some extent. This isn't anything new, is it?
Well, the supplementation isn't new. What we are seeing is it's the lack of supply and the affordability, which means that the supplementation is becoming higher and higher.
Yes.
And that means that the homes are becoming unsustainable. So people are making sacrifices to pay their rent. It's a priority. But then other bills are building up. You're getting into financial difficulties. Landlords maybe decide to leave the market, and they don't have the resources then to find a new accommodation, which means they're relying on family and friends. That breaks down, and then they're presenting to the local authority for homes.
You said it to us several times before when we've done this report, and you're pretty much saying the same this morning, that HAP can't continue to increase simply to chase rising rents.
Yeah.
In the short term, though, for those who are looking for homes on benefits, and there are so few of them, what is the answer in the short term?
In the very short term, the HAP rates have to be reviewed and increased, because that will give more capacity for individuals and families to find a home in the private rental market. In the short term, we can look at the allocations by local authorities in terms of the properties that are coming on stream, and can we target them more at people who are in homelessness, particularly those in long-term homelessness. And then into the medium and long term, we need more social affordable housing. We're calling on the government to increase funding to local authorities and to AHBs to look at 12,500 units of social housing next year, and increase that to increase the budget again to 15,000 in following years and subsequent years. And they're the kind of numbers of social housing that need to be produced if we're going to get ahead of this crisis.
There's over 14,000 people living in emergency accommodation now. And according to this report, there are some parts of the country where there's no homes available to people on housing assistance.
Absolutely. And that's a growing concern for us. Again, I would say that this is a snapshot, so it's only over 3 days. But we're consistently showing that, particularly outside of Dublin, that there's very little to nothing available for people. And in the last quarter, what we saw was homelessness outside of Dublin. And sorry, just for your listeners, when we look at the homeless figures, generally speaking, 75% of it is within Dublin. But what we're seeing is in Dublin in the last quarter, there was an additional 216 people in homelessness. In the last quarter outside of Dublin, that was an additional 221. So actually the rate of growth outside of Dublin is ramping up, and that's a real concern. And I think this report reflects some of the reasons why that's happening.
Wayne Stanley, thank you for coming in to us. Wayne Stanley is Executive Director of Simon Communities of Ireland.